Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
As promised, the time has come to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you've never played before, it's really simple. Nothing to be intimidated about. All we do is play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We'll play them one at a time. We'll let you listen to them. And then when we've played all four, we want to hear from you. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's June the 15th. You can vote for Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. You like it, you dislike it, you find it remarkable for one reason or another. That's your reasons are your own. All you need to do is listen and then vote. 1-877-623-6943. Pick your pick for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The best vote this week will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. You can also send your vote to us right here in the studio in real time via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, tweet it to us @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. We've left some space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember, phone call votes get to go first, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Up first, soundbite number one comes from Mark Driscoll of Mars Hill Church in Seattle, Washington, preaching recently on Jesus' letter to the Philadelphia church in the book of Revelation and addressing the critics within the church. He says, critics within the church have no good works.
It really frustrates me when people who aren't serving the church spend their time criticizing the church. Those who are serving are rarely those who are complaining. Those who are serving are rarely those who are criticizing. Those who are serving are rarely those who are demanding. Jesus says that he sees your works. Let me ask you personally, what are you doing? Some of you who are leaders, you're thinking about Jesus and our church. Some of you who are servants, you're thinking about Jesus and our church. But some of you who are consumers, you're thinking about someone or something other than Jesus and our church, and you don't have works that you're doing. Some of you, the real root of your despair, the root of your depression, the root of your frustration is that you don't serve others. You don't have the heart of Jesus. You're not giving. You're not caring. You're not trying. You're not praying. You're not serving. And then you'll show up at church and complain and say, my needs are not met. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And he loves her so much that he would lay down his own life, that he would die for her, that he would literally give himself for her. Do you love your church? It just kills me when people don't love the church, when they use it for something else, when they don't serve the church, they just criticize the church.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Mark Driscoll blaming the critics of the church for having not having the heart of Jesus and not having any good works. What do you make of it? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page and vote there. facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two on this Friday afternoon. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about the abundant life and the blessed death.
But then we have the seventh petition, which is a concluding petition. It wraps up not only 4, 5, and 6, but it wraps up all seven petitions as well. And it says, look, to have finally at last an abundant life that knows no end, Lord, you're going to have to take me out of this place. You're going to have to give me a blessed death, which is, I think, one of the greatest ironies, is that an abundant life ends when the Lord Jesus gives us death. When the Lord Jesus separates our body and soul and calls us home, and then at last puts the body and soul together in the resurrection. The abundant life that Jesus has for his Christians is not just a life of living, but it's a life of dying, all in his name. and all in the confidence that we belong to Him.
That's soundbite number two. What should it be? Soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. You get to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Ken Samples. We were talking about, well, we were talking about a lot of things, but we came around to talking about naturalism, this view that there is nothing but matter and energy. And Ken noted that naturalism actually, without knowing it, borrows from a Christian worldview.
This is deeply convoluted. I mean, they hold a worldview where reason and rationality and personhood and mathematics and logic come from a reality that lacked all of those fundamental realities. I mean, even Darwin raised the question, how can I really trust the reasoning that comes from a mind that is the source of a non-rational existence? And so I think they lean, speaking of naturalists now, they lean on rationality and understanding, but I think they're borrowing rational capital from the Christian worldview. They're borrowing the idea that life is somehow meaningful and that morality exists. All of that simply to say that I don't think naturalism has any sufficient explanation. They don't know how the universe got here. They don't know how to best explain why science is possible and why humans can grasp the intelligibility to the degree that we can of the universe. And I think they have no real way of talking about morality. I mean, even some of the best atheists have said that if objective morality exists, it would come from God.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Ken Samples on how naturalism borrows from a Christian worldview. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Finally, here's soundbite number four. Get ready to vote. Comes from Pastor Larry Bean, talking about better terms than the term Protestant.
Reformation Catholics really describes what we are as Lutherans. We did go through a historic Reformation. We did recover the gospel. Another term that is oftentimes used is evangelical Catholic. I think that is a beautiful way of describing succinctly who we are as Lutherans. We are Catholic Christians, and we are evangelical Christians. In fact, we were the first to be called evangelical. And I think we should reclaim these terms and rather than surrender them. We shouldn't surrender Catholic to the Roman Catholics, and we shouldn't surrender evangelical to the Protestants. We are who we are, and I think we should describe ourselves using those terms and not be afraid of them.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Larry Bean, with better terms than the term Protestant. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? This break is a great time to give us a call and vote for soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, we've left space for you to vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, next.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Theology for blue collar, white collar, and clerical collar. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes. Dedicated customer service and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
This is Pastor Jeff Siegel of St. Mary Evangelical Lutheran Church in Des Moines, Iowa, where God gathers us around His means of grace to offer us forgiveness, life, and salvation. Whether you are looking for a church or just visiting Des Moines, if you like Issues, etc., St. Mary's is the church for you. Join us as we gather together every Sunday to continue the Reformation tradition of Christ-centered, cross-focused worship, preaching, and teaching. For more information, go to www.stmarylutheran.org. Remember to spell out Saint.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
You're listening to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon. It's the 15th of June, and it is time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You give us a call and vote. Remember, all you need to tell us is which one you're voting for and why. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get top priority. 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get your vote in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Remember, when you're emailing or Facebooking or tweeting your vote, include your city and state so we know where you're listening and what your vote is. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Mark Driscoll, saying that critics within the church have no good works? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the abundant life and a blessed death? Should it be soundbite number three, Ken Samples on how naturalism actually borrows from a Christian worldview? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Larry Bean with some better terms than the term Protestant? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let's go first to Seattle, where Isaac is listening. Hi, Isaac.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for, Isaac?
Number one, for I think a different reason. I don't think he pushed it enough. I think it's easy to listen to that sermon and go, yeah, those people out there who criticize the church instead of really squirming in their seats and going, that's right, I am. You know, I really did come here for looking for my needs to be met. And because, again, he has some hope that you can do it. But if you really, really preach the law in its fullness, then there's no wiggle room and you're killed. You're the one who's the bad person. And then you desperately need forgiveness that you can't earn it. But anyway, that's my number one.
All right, Isaac, thank you very much. Voting for Mark Driscoll, critics within the church have no good works. And thanks for listening in Seattle. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up next in St. Louis, Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hello. I vote for number two, the abundant life, death and the abundant life. I mean, that's what it's all about, law and gospel and conviction and hope.
Thank you very much for listening, St. Louis. Diane, and thanks for your vote. Here is Kathy. She listens in St. Charles, Missouri. Hi, Kathy.
Yeah. I vote for number one, not because I agree. I couldn't disagree with him more, but I do think that this is what people think, service is. It has to be seen by people in the church, or it has to be done in the church. It's just been a problem with the church. In the Old Testament, you had to be an Israelite. In the New Testament, you had to be circumcised. You know, it should be based on your faith. Your service needs to be based on your vocation, where God's called you. And so I think he voices the problem within the church is if you can't see the works, you almost have to give to get. And it's totally unscriptural, but I think, you know, unfortunately, it's a problem within all churches and one we have to watch for.
Kathy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening to St. Charles. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. And we're looking for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. In Canada, Colette says, this is a very hard group to pick the best sound clip from. I vacillated between Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's beautiful description of Christ's wonderful gift of the abundant life that comes in our death and new life in Him in paradise, and the horrors of Mark Driscoll's You're Depressed and Hurting Because You Don't Do Enough in the Church, Works Righteousness. If you don't serve, you don't love the church, and you aren't doing what Jesus did clip. Am I allowed to declare a tie? If so, says Colette in Canada, I send the pair to extra innings. If not, I must pick one over the other. I vote for Mark Driscoll solely for selfish reasons. His clip raised my ire because how he mangled the scriptures and how he heaped blame on those living with despair, depression, and other personal pain, accusing them of not giving enough to the congregation and claiming that if they did, they would be happy. I serve my congregation in many ways, but I also live with depression and post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I have had for much of my life. When these conditions strike me the hardest, I have to stop or severely limit my service because I desperately need the love, support, and prayers and presence of my pastor and other members of the church without being asked to give anything back. To Driscoll, I would then be looked down on and accused of being too needy, lazy, selfish. I'm sure words like backslidden and unloving would also come out. If a member of Driscoll's congregation was struggling with depression, his sharp judgments could be enough to send them into a state of despair and make it difficult, if not impossible, for them to ask for help for their depressive illness or other problems. This is probably not the typical reason or even the best reason for a vote to be cast for a particular soundbite clip, but as the saying goes, this time it's personal. There's more than enough stigma and hatred in the world against those who struggle with mental illness. The last place it should appear is in the church or from a pastor. God's blessings to you. Colette, thank you very much for listening in Canada. Thanks for your vote. Isaac's in Bullhead City, Arizona. I'd like to see what that place looks like. I'm going to vote for the Driscoll soundbite. It's funny to hear him try to take on the critics instead of preaching the gospel. Interesting take, Isaac. Thanks for listening in Arizona. Jonathan listens in Madison, Mississippi. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number 3. That would be Ken Samples. He says, naturalism offers no real answers, only ideas that may or may not be true. When one puts their faith in science and reason instead of in the Word of God and starts accepting theories that contradict the Word, answers fade away and confusion takes their place. Very well put, Jonathan. Thanks for listening in Mississippi. Dennis is in Michigan. He says, my vote is for Mark Driscoll, soundbite number 1. While listening to him, all I could do was hum along with the chorus of I Fought the Law and the Law Won. Dennis, thanks for listening in Michigan. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Still a little time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Talk back at issuesetc.org or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Trinity Lutheran Church it's in West Chicago, Illinois, where the pastor is Dr. David Bala, has recently joined the Issues Etc. 300. It's always nice to get a new Issues Etc. 300 congregation, and Trinity is among the newest. You know what that means? That means that they support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to the tune of $1,000 or more in their mission or advertising budget, and they have all sorts of benefits that they get for doing that, like the other Issues Etc. 300 congregations. You can find out what those are, and you can get in under the deadline that many congregations have for budget decisions this summer by going to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. You'll find a one-page flyer that'll explain the Issues Etc. 300 to you and to your congregation. Go there now and ask your congregation this weekend to join the Issues Etc. 300. John in Colorado says, I have to vote for Ken Samples, how naturalism borrows from the Christian worldview, because he effectively articulates the errant way that worshipers of logic, rationality, and scientific methods and such fail to use their own instruments to judge the reliability or validity of their own belief systems. He's exactly correct. Naturalism doesn't have so many answers for things, and when they do, they often unwittingly usurp elements of Christ-centered paradigm. Ken Samples did such a great job of articulating this in his fantastic series. Thank you very much for listening in Colorado. One more in Tennessee. Eric says, I vote for soundbite number 2. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller explained so well what God does for us. What a contrast to the ear-bleeding dribble of Driscoll. Soundbite number 1 is our winner this week, Mark Driscoll. Here he is answering the critics of his church and saying the critics within the church have no good works.
It really frustrates me when people who aren't serving the church spend their time criticizing the church. Those who are serving are rarely those who are complaining. Those who are serving are rarely those who are criticizing. Those who are serving are rarely those who are demanding. Jesus says that he sees your works. Let me ask you personally, what are you doing? Some of you who are leaders, you're thinking about Jesus and our church. Some of you who are servants, you're thinking about Jesus and our church. But some of you who are consumers, you're thinking about someone or something other than Jesus and our church, and you don't have works that you're doing. Some of you, the real root of your despair, the root of your depression, the root of your frustration is that you don't serve others. You don't have the heart of Jesus. You're not giving. You're not caring. You're not trying. You're not praying. You're not serving. And then you'll show up at church and complain and say, my needs are not met. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. And he loves her so much that he would lay down his own life, that he would die for her, that he would literally give himself for her. Do you love your church? It just kills me when people don't love the church, when they use it for something else, when they don't serve the church, they just criticize the church.
You know what just occurred to me? Mark Driscoll was criticizing the church, wasn't he? That's kind of odd. That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Prime example of Mark Driscoll turning the saving gospel into damning law, unfortunately. Colette in Canada, thank you very much for your vote. Thanks for everybody's votes. But Colette, you get the LPR bundle package. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, we'll send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks again to everybody who played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I got a favor to ask. When you go home this weekend, when you're at home lounging about near your laptop or your computer, just click on LutheranPublicRadio.org. See what we have for you there, absolutely free, 24 hours a day. It's the sacred music of the church, according to the church's seasons, the church year, at LutheranPublicRadio.org. You will hear there the best of the hymns from every century of the church's history, and according to the church's calendar, LutheranPublicRadio.org, sacred music for the world. This weekend, listen, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Dr. Thomas Ice of the Pre-Trib Research Center about rapture theology. I promise you, Monday's program, it will keep your ear glued to the speaker or to your earbuds in that conversation with Dr. Thomas Ice. That's Monday on Issues Etc. Preachers should never, ever use the occasion of Christ's sacrifice on the cross and his love for the church to damn his listeners. And unfortunately, that's exactly what Driscoll did. He turned the saving gospel into damning law. Lord help us. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.